This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The next session of the Alabama legislature gets underway on Tuesday, and one thing lawmakers have their eyes set on is the Birmingham Waterworks Board. Two Birmingham area legislators plan to introduce a bill that would expand representation on the board and put in place new restrictions. While this has been a simmering conflict, AL.com columnist John Archibald says the situation highlights hypocrisy on the part of the Birmingham City Council. We talk about that and other political matters with him now, as we do most Thursdays. And good morning, John. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Andrew. Good to be here.
So let's start with a little background here. Talk about what the criticism of the Birmingham Waterworks Board has been and what lawmakers plan to do to respond to that.
Well, it has been intense over many, many years, ranging from board members, the perception that board members really churn sort of meeting pay. They're paid by the meeting, and so they have lots of meetings. They travel extravagantly, spend a lot of money on political contracts. And really the thing I think that is most relevant is the fact that in the midst of all our sewer crisis, the Waterworks Board itself has raised rates every year, at least once a year, since the turn of the century, and rates have gone up 200% in that time.
And so this bill that's been proposed by State Senator Jabba Wagner and State Representative Paul DeMarco, it would place new restrictions. It would deal with some of those issues.
It would require that public hearings be held in order to raise rates. It would limit board pay. It would, as you say, spread representation to some of those areas served by the Waterworks Board, but that are outside Birmingham. And it would have several more bits and pieces to it, but it would be a real revamp.
So why do you say this highlights hypocrisy on the part of the Birmingham City Council?
Well, the Birmingham City Council, having just come through the sewer fiasco, railed against rising sewer rates, hired lawyers, filed suit, referred to it as unjust and all manner of things, at a time when the sewer rates really were rising slower than the Waterworks Board rates. And you know, customers get both of those bills at one time, so it's a double whammy. So when they are worried about losing power with the Birmingham Waterworks Board, it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's not such a terrible thing, but when it was over at the county, it was egregious. And I think those two situations are really quite similar.
Well, some city council members have said that they're not opposed to the whole thing, that public hearings are fine, caps on pay is fine. What they're really opposed to is that board expansion issue. You know, why isn't that a reasonable position?
Well, I mean, that is a reasonable position to say. And I understand that maybe they can reach that in the end. But right now, what they're doing is opposing the entire bill. And the bill is important to people of Birmingham.
Well, the Waterworks held a town meeting last night, as reported on AL.com. A lot of political fire and brimstone. They've hired lobbyists, as you said. Do you see this as headed to a compromise, or is just one side going to have to win out over the other?
Well, I feel like it should be a point of compromise. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for them to set a reasonable level of pay that they don't have to have meeting pay. It would be perfectly reasonable to compromise on the issue of representation. You know, give me public hearings and I'll give you representation, that sort of thing. But I don't really see it happening. I think that the battle lines have been drawn on this thing, and it's going to be a war.
Well, the Birmingham Waterworks Board isn't the only group paying for lobbyists. Alabama's largest cities are doing it too, but it seems they're putting more into it than many other much larger cities. John, what did you find when you looked at the numbers around lobbying?
Well, that's true. I mean, first of all, it's not new that these cities have been paying for lobbyists. Everybody's done it, but we are doing it now at a rate higher than most. Birmingham in the last 5 years, has spent more on lobbyists than it did in the preceding 10 years. Last year alone, it was 71 cents per person, which is just multiple times what most larger cities are doing.
Well, lobbyists certainly aren't disappearing. We need to have paid advocates to influence Washington. I mean, that's what they say, don't they?
Well, that's what lobbyists will tell you, sure. And that's what conventional wisdom, I guess, has become. But frankly, are not our elected representatives the people in best position to represent our interests in Washington and wherever they're elected? And the point is, you know, do we rely on a somewhat corrupt system of lobbying to do that instead of relying on the people that we put in a position to do that?
So this has to do with the system to a certain extent. It isn't just a cost and benefit analysis. It isn't just, lobbyists can say, hey, I went to Washington, I got X, Y, and Z for you for your money.
Well, I've seen so many lists of those things that I'm convinced it's sort of like economic benefit. You know, it's voodoo. They can write a list of things that they accomplished, but it's very difficult to determine whether they had anything to do with that. And certainly some of them have claimed things that that they aren't responsible for. You know, across the country, a lot of cities are scaling back dramatically on what they spend, if only because money's a little tighter up there and pork is harder to come by.
Now, just a moment or so left, but it's the new year, a good time to make predictions about what's to come in 2014. John's done that, and your first one, you really go out on a limb here. You expect Governor Robert Bentley to win re-election in a landslide.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the most boring election years the state has ever seen, I do believe, with the possible exception of one of the PSC races. But the governor, I will keep calling him governor.
Do you see 2014 as a year of progress or just more of the same?
I think we're going to move forward a little bit. I have a pretty good feeling about it.
Actual optimism.
Get it while you can.
John Archibald is a columnist for AL.com. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News or online anytime. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.